The Underground Railroad was not only a dangerous journey for blacks escaping slavery, but there were also consequences for those who helped them. This old courthouse recounts the story of those who paid that price, and it's next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In Newcastle, Delaware, you can still visit the courthouse where an important trial was held in 1848.
Thomas Garrett was a prominent abolitionist. Him and John Hunn were assisting the Hawkins family on the Underground Railroad. Of course, this is illegal at the time. They're breaking the Fugitive Slave Law Act.
The Hawkins family was caught coming out of John Hunn's home. Garrett and Hunn were brought to trial here at the old courthouse in Newcastle, where Julia Worm shares their story.
Their judge is Supreme Court Justice Roger B. Taney, who would later go on to do the Dred Scott decision, which basically his opinion says that African Americans are not American citizens, therefore not entitled to the rights of American citizens, sadly.
The judge levied heavy fines on Garrett and Hunn, leaving them destitute. The trial received national coverage for the work the men were doing to help free blacks from slavery.
Thomas Garrett gives this big whole speech at the end of, like, if you know anyone that needs help, send them to me. So he was obviously still committed to the cause.
Garrett is believed to have helped over 2,700 black men and women to freedom. But it's important to note the story of another man involved.
This is in contrast to Samuel Burris. Samuel Burris was also assisting the family as a conductor, so he was telling them where to go, and he was a free man of color.
Burris was convicted of helping another family to freedom. His punishment was notable and, unfortunately, not uncommon.
His punishment as a free man of color was to be sold into servitude. But he was quote-unquote bought by abolitionists who, once they got out of the area, told him that he was bought with abolitionist gold and he's free to go.
The Garrett-Hunn case is just one of the important trials held here in this old courthouse that is now a museum and historic site. Traveling the countryside in Newcastle, Delaware, I'm Andrew McCrae.